Yeah, the letter of development is that we have just completed a meeting of 8 chiefs of defense staff with their counterparts from Mali to be able to harmonize perspectives in relation to the role of MISEMA, the ECOWAS mission in Mali, vis-à-vis the security challenges in the country, on one hand. Secondly, there is also a delegation from the commission joined by officials from Mali who are in Conakry to try to resolve the issue of the arms that were ordered by the general of Mali but are in custody of government of Guinea-Conakry. We are hoping that there will be an amicable resolution so that the armed forces of Mali will be better equipped for the challenges ahead against the background of specifically the challenge in the north of Mali, the challenge of the ICADA enemies, the challenge of traffickers there, and the challenge of the separatists in that part of the country, particularly against the background of the recent killing of hostage by some of those elements in the north of Mali. This has become more compelling for us to have harmonized opposition so that we can jointly work together in resolving that situation.
Separatists in the north recently seized one town. Does this make the work of the chief of defense staff, as well as ECOWAS's position of resolving this, more complicated and more difficult, especially when Malians are asking and demanding that the army resolve and push these separatists out of the north of the country?
Yeah, it just adds a new dimension to the crisis there. But more importantly, it makes it compelling for us to act as quickly as possible. Because for every day that we have not acted in the sense of our deployment, in the sense of harmonizing our positions, for every day that there's a delay, the situation deteriorates. Now we can see increasing evidence of this deterioration, which makes it more compelling for us to act in unity, for us to act as expeditiously as possible in resolving that situation.
So when are the ECOWAS mediators going to complete their mission in Mali?
Yeah, they are there already. We're hoping that in the next couple of days, that situation will be resolved, or at least there will be significant progress in resolving it, so that the next step will be that we can have the common position, we can have an amicable resolution that will enable us now to all the parties to be satisfied in the interest of the region and in the interest of its stability.
Is ECOWAS in communication with the government?
Yeah, we are standing by, as it were. We are standing by. At least we have conveyed to them what our expectations are. And we are hoping that they will respond as expeditiously as the situation now demands, particularly against the background of the terrorist situation, against the background of the recent killing, and against the background of the uncertainty that surrounds delay. I think it is useful for them to respond quickly. We hope that they will be able to do this so that we can work together and in resolving the situation in the north, so that we can work together in promoting stability, promoting national cohesion, and ensuring that there's peace and stability returns to the country, particularly resolving the issue of the secessionist challenge in the north, so that Mali can restore its territorial integrity as a country, and then be able now in a better position to address the post-conflict challenges that necessarily accompanies this kind of experience.
Well, Sandy, last but not the least, the army has said that they will only restrict the ECOWAS army in certain areas and not necessarily help with the resolution of the conflict in the north. Are there negotiations to resolve these sharp differences?
Yeah, I did say in response to your question earlier that a meeting has just ended between a subcommittee of the Chiefs of Defense Staff, there was 8 of them, and the officials of the military of Mali to be able to have a common understanding of the mandate of MISEMA when eventually they deploy, so that we can all be pulling in the same direction in resolving the crisis in that country.